Graham Mack, Doug Siegel and Isaac Chenery present in the studio. Doug, the floor is yours.
Marvellous, marvellous. So, yeah, like what I was saying, I mean, the difficulty, obviously, of what I do and doing it on radio is it does require a bit of narration. So, for example, and, you know, I'll do some of that, but do feel free to chip in. But so what I'm going to do now is put my wallet on the table down there, and I'm going to give Isaac this pad. Isaac, what I want you to do, my friend, is to think of a word, okay? Any word. Don't make it like a proper noun or a swear word or, you know, like a place name or anything, but just think of any word at all, and whenever you're ready, don't do it just yet because I need to turn away, put it down. I've just realized if I'm turning away, I've just remembered how little they pay DJs in BBC Radio, so I'm just going to move this wallet out of your reach. we'll let you open it in a minute. I'm going to turn away now, but I'm going to move the microphone around so I can try and fill in ever any dead air. But if you can just write down now and just let me know when you're done.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're done.
Yeah, done.
You're done?
Yeah.
Okay. Tear off the piece of paper. Fold it up. Put it in your pocket. Fabulous. So if I turn around now, I won't see it.
Hang on, in my pocket.
It's in the pocket.
Pocket now.
Fabulous. Doug has his back to his good. Back to
and then just hang on to the
time.
Pad as well, just in case. So, obviously, mind reading is not as straightforward as you would think. You chose one word out of it. Once you take all of the criteria I gave you, no swear words, no proper nouns, no place names out, you're left with about 1.5 million words in the English language. I'm going to try and work out which one of those was. It was Isaac. How would you rate that in terms of difficulty as a feat?
Impossible.
Impossible is kind of what I was going for, yeah. So that being the case, is it reasonable for me to maybe have three attempts? Because all I'm thinking is, obviously, at the most broad, you could have done a small word, a medium-sized word, or a large word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah?
Yeah.
So is it reasonable for me to like pick one of each of those?
Yeah.
As a guess, yeah, that's fair, yeah. Okay, so let's go for the medium word first. So I'm going to do this next to the mic. So hopefully, we can pick up the scratching on the microphone. That's cool. Good. I did the other two, haven't I? So that's the large word. That's the thing about a medium sized word, and we'll go for.
You're nervous, Isaac.
I am.
I'm slightly nervous too,
yeah,
if I'm honest.
You do look a bit nervous.
And we'll go for a big word. There we go. Let's just recap. That was a really good joke, but it was a visual one because that was the sound effect of me putting a lid back on.
Yeah, it's good.
So I've written that down on a piece of card, which I'm just sliding across the desk to you there, Isaac. Don't open it just yet, my friend. But... So is it fair to say that there's no way I could have known in advance? So there's no way realistically. I mean, we had a little chat, but there was nothing I was doing that might have suggested that word to you then, right?
Not at all, no.
Okay, fabulous. I really hope this works. Don't tell us the word just yet. So the only person that knows the word is you. You don't know the word, Graham?
I've seen it. Yeah,
you
I've
have seen it?
Seen it.
Okay,
seen it, yeah.
Fine.
I saw what you wrote.
That's fine. But the people at home don't, and there's no way I could know.
No,
that.
Not at all.
So don't just reveal it just yet. But what I want you to do is pick up the card, have a quick read of the card. And there's three words on there. Is it one of those three words?
No.
Okay, tell the people what those three words were on that card.
Envelope of truth.
Envelope of truth. Well, here's the thing, that wallet we had earlier, let me just pick that up again. So the whole point about that wallet was that I put an envelope in there earlier today, Isaac. Isaac, could you just confirm that this is genuinely a zipped up wallet?
Yeah.
Yeah, just unzip it. Just unzip it. Marvellous. Try not to break it. Good man. And this, inside it, again, what I need you to do, please, is just check. It's an envelope, right? Just check that envelope is completely sealed up. Make sure there's no slits in it. Make sure it's not taped down or something. It's genuinely completely sealed.
With can
you just read out,
truth
exactly, read out what it says on the envelope.
Envelope of truth, then in brackets, prediction from GMAC.
So it's almost like... That might be the envelope of truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just tell me what the word is. I hope I've got this right.
Crisps.
Might be close enough. Open it up. Just do it by the mic because it's a nice sound effect. There we go. You can hear that actually opening. It's genuinely sealed, right? Inside is a card. What does it say on the card? Don't swear on the radio. What does it say on the card?
Crisps.
So, yeah, that's
you're panting, guys. You're exhausted.
So, all through that, I was thinking, what if he hasn't got my word wrong?
So
I've ruined these acts.
So was I.
Don't
know how that can happen.
This
is why it's the most incredible act I've seen at Latitude.
There's no way how you could have done that. Completely
good. That was a success.
Good. Hurrah. I would live to fight another day. So, yeah, I don't know if you want to photograph those things and then put them on the Twitters or anything. I don't know if you have a social media account. But
he's doing it right away.
Yeah, good.
I haven't got my phone on me.
Oh, no, you were just going for a piece of paper, were you? There's the word crisp. You wrote
back
to
your head,
but yeah. And it's even different ink, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.